kicked out of my diversity class for speaking the truth. I'm gonna get canceled for saying this. I think it's 100% coming from Jewish people. I used to be one of those blue-haired liberal women, and then I realized and woke up one day and I was like, they want to destroy, you know, white people. They want to get rid of the goyim. They think we're cattle. They're trying to make us stupid. That's why men's testosterone levels have decreased, what, freaking 70%? Guys nowadays have the same testosterone levels that, like, a 70-year-old man had, like, 20 years ago. You seem relatively high.
The Jews. It was definitely the Jews.
I'm telling you, getting rid of bullying has created a bunch of soy boys doing things they shouldn't be, like wearing cat tails, wearing cat ears out in public. Like, what are you doing?
Like Trump?
My favorite Jewish president? Yeah, no. I liked him originally, but I found this guy named Andrew Anglin one day, and I liked what he said. I'm gonna be real.
Editor-in-chief of the Daily Stormer?
Yes, sir. Yes, he was, yeah. Believe it or not, I used to be one of those blue-haired liberal women, and then I realized and woke up one day, and I was like, it's coming from Jewish propaganda. It's destroying America. Israel is trying to infiltrate us.
American first, not Israel first. Historically, nations fall around this, you know, age mark, whatever you want to call it, so...
Why do you think 9/11 happened?
The Jews. It was definitely the Jews.
Their end goal was to promote us destroying the Islamic race and the Islamic religion because they oppressed Israel. I mean, if they don't have to do it, they just subcontract it out to somebody else, and that's us.
They want to destroy, you know, white people. They want to get rid of the goyim. They're pushing birth control. They're pushing hating men. That whole boss bitch, boss babe mentality, when in reality, that's destroying women. That's destroying the Western family, like the nuclear family unit, which is essential for a productive and good society.